Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it is Monday, February the 14th. You know what day this is today. Happy Valentine's Day, but remember, love, the only gift of love is from the heart and from the love of God. Amen. Amen. So before I get into the word, I did not leave a word on Friday, which was the 11th. And, had a lot of things going on, but, you know, God is always a deliverer. And whatever I was going through at that particular time, you know, God is bringing me through it all. And I just want to thank those that pray for me. I pray for them. God bless you. I pray for those that are sick and shut in and those that can't get out. Always remember that God has the final say in all matters and in all things. It's not because of what you say, you know, it goes. But God has the final word. Amen. Amen. My topic, spreading the love. Coming from Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 36, the New Language Translation. That's what the NLT is, the New Language Translation Bible. And it reads, "Come, who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me." Amen, amen. Want to help God build up his unshakable kingdom? If your answer is yes, you can do so by simply spreading his love to others. Eons ago, before the material world was made, God prepared a kingdom for his followers, a wonderful and external paradise for whoever believed in him and followed him, and his laws are of love. Later, his son Jesus made clear exactly what the Father wants from each of his children, to treat all people as if they were the sons and daughter of God. That means that if you see a fellow female who's hungry, thirsty, new in town, naked, ill, or in prison, you are to imagine she's Jesus and then feed her, give her water, welcome her, clothe her, take care of her, and visit her. In other words, love her as you do yourself today and every day. Spread the love and watch God's kingdom grow. On this Valentine's Day, Lord, help us not look for what you may get or hope to get, but for what you can give in the love of God. Amen. Happy Valentine's Day. And remember, spreading the love is not just getting what you can get, but genuine love. No fakery, no trickery, etc., etc. But God is God, and God gave his love for us unconditionally, and he put it down for us because when his love for us was, he went even put his life on the line for us. So I'm saying this, if God can do that and he can get up on that cross and give his life for us, that's a whole lot of love. So again, spreading the love, spread the love today and tell somebody about the good word and tell someone you love them. God bless you and may he keep you. Until Wednesday, I have another word of encouragement. God bless you. Amen. Amen.